This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces have intensified their attacks across Ukraine ahead of Russian Victory Day on Monday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
In the eastern town of Bakhmut, residents returned to their homes to check the extent of the damage caused by a Russian missile strike. A large crater where the bomb struck is nestled between a cluster of homes shattered from the blast. Resident Svetlana points to her home, asking, "How can I live in that? This is my parents' house. My sister lives here and I live here too. People are homeless now and two of our neighbors were killed. The Russians are killing people." Another neighbor, Vasily Bolutsky, showed AP journalists his destroyed home and takes him to a bedroom with blown-out windows and a big hole in the wall. He said this is where his wife and children were when the explosion happened. "So I carried my children and took them away from my house to the next street, to my parents' house. How do you explain something like that to them? I don't know. I have no words for it." I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's armed forces on Saturday released footage said to show a Russian landing ship being destroyed near Snake Island. That's a small island under Russian control in the Black Sea. The Ukrainian army said a missile launched from a Ukrainian drone destroyed the Russian warship. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry said an armed drone also destroyed a missile defense system on the island. Snake Island is located 160 kilometers south of the Ukrainian port of Odessa. Striking Snake Island would impede Russia's efforts to control the Black Sea. Meanwhile, six missiles hit the southern Ukrainian port city of Odessa on Saturday, according to the spokeswoman for Ukraine's Southern Military Command. From Washington, this is VOA News. At least one survivor was found Saturday as the search continued in Havana, Cuba, at a luxury hotel, which sustained a blast yesterday, possibly caused by a gas leak. At least 26 people, rather, are dead, and the death toll may still climb. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Workers dig through the rubble at the Hotel Saratoga while family members like Yatmara Kobas watch and wait. She says she's been there since Friday morning when it happened, trying to find her daughter, a housekeeper. Army Commander Romero Valdez says the hotel rooms have kitchens and a gas leak seems likely at this point. At least 74 people were injured in the blast. The hotel in Old Havana, which is owned by the Cuban military's tourism business, did not have any guests because it was undergoing renovations for a planned Tuesday reopening. I'm Julie Walker.
Irish nationalist party Sinn Féin is widely expected to become the largest group in the Northern Ireland Assembly for the first time. That would give it the right to the post of First Minister in Belfast. Vote counting in the election resumed on Saturday. A Sinn Féin win in the election would be a milestone for a party long linked to the Irish Republican Army. It would also bring Sinn Féin's ultimate goal of a united Ireland a step closer. But the party has kept unification out of the spotlight during a campaign that has been dominated by more immediate concerns like the skyrocketing cost of living. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva launched his campaign for a new presidential term on Saturday. He vowed to rebuild Brazil after what he called the irresponsible and criminal administration of far-right incumbent Jair Bolsonaro. The campaign launch sealed a remarkable political comeback for Lula, who was president between 2003 and 2010. He was jailed in April 2018 on corruption charges, leaving him unable to run against Bolsonaro in that year's presidential election. Lula emerged from prison in November 2019. He's been in unofficial campaign mode since March of last year when the Supreme Court annulled the corruption convictions that sidelined him from politics. A network of environmental groups known as the Climate Observatory says deforestation detected in the Brazilian Amazon broke all records for the month of April this year. That milestone follows similar new records set in January and February, reflecting an uptick in destruction of the rainforest. And recapping our top stories this hour, Russian forces have intensified their attacks on Ukraine ahead of Russian Victory Day. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.